Is it unusual to catch 5 cohos in one day? I mean, while your fishing partner catches none?
If you caught 5, I'd say you had a bit of luck.
Beginner's luck.
You're not competitive over this sort of thing, are you, Denny?
Could you pass me the ashtray, please?
Thank you. I'd have reached for it myself, but my shoulders are a bit sore from all that reeling. How many did you catch?
I didn't fish.
Ah, so that would put you about even with Denny.
I'm sorry, are you Denny Crane?
I am, and I'm not your father.
I'm Peter Barrett. I'm an attorney, actually, and I'm a big admirer.
Fine, I'm still not your father.
You're a salmon fisher, Mr. Crane?
I catch them in my sleep.
That must be the only place he catches them.
I see why Tara dumped you. I'm about to.
There's no Tara. Don't be deceived. Denny and I are lovers.
I'm a heterosexual, and I catch salmon like one.
Well, you won't be catching them for long, I'm afraid. Wild Pacific salmon are being wiped out.
What are you talking about?
Sea lice are killing them. The weight of evidence points toward the fish farms.
Fish farm?
The pen fish and the fish farms host the lice, which attach themselves to the baby wild salmon migrating past the pens, and it's destroying them. I'm actually here because I'm going into court in Port McNeil tomorrow to try to enjoin another fish farm from going in. Boy, would I love to go in with thee, Denny Crane, by my side.
You one of those environmental lawyers?
Is there something wrong with that?
They're evildoers. Yesterday it's a tree, today it's a salmon. Tomorrow it's let's not dig up Alaska for oil because it's too pretty. Let me tell you something. I came out here to enjoy nature. Don't talk to me about the environment.
All reality, none of it scripted.
Oh my God. This book, A Stain Upon the Sea, it's all about these sea lice.
Interesting.
They call them Klingons.
Do you say Klingons?
They really could wipe out salmon if something isn't done. They have to do something. Don't you care?
What's the worst case scenario? They're extinct in 20 years or so? I'm 72. I'll be extinct in 10. What do I care?
That would be humorous if so many people didn't think exactly that way.
I'll tell you this, Denny. I see it now, how this kind of nature can renew you spiritually. I really see it. Tell you something else. In our day jobs, we're lawyers and we're good ones.
What's your point?
My point is, given this, given those salmon, there's a healing going on in Port McNeil. We need to go be lawyers now.
Just no scientific evidence that the sea lice are causing the death of wild salmon.
That is ridiculous. Sea lice wiped out the salmon stock in Norway. They wiped out the stock in Scotland.
All we're saying is let's wait and do the research
before... How much longer can we wait?
This is a vendetta against the farmed fish.
There's no such thing. We have no issue with farmed fish so long as they can raise their stock in an environmentally sustainable manner and not host millions of sea lice. Closed containment systems have been shown to work.
Okay, gentlemen, I've heard your arguments. I have your briefs. I'll review the matter as well as the science.
Greetings, O Canada. Denny Crane.
Good morning, my lord. My name is Alan Shore, and Mr. Crane and I are attorneys from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. We seek permission to be heard on this issue as friends of the court.
Mr. Shore, we don't wear wigs in Canada.
Oh.
Nor do we wear waders.
My lord, we've just spent the last 2 days in your rivers, in your countryside. It is the most spectacular nature I have ever seen. And the fish, they are enough to make one believe in a higher power.
Yes, how many of the higher power's creations did you torture?
15. Denny didn't catch any. I get your implication, Judge, and I acknowledge the hypocrisy of the fisherman pleading for the survival of a species only so that he'll be able to continue dragging them to shore by the lip in perpetuity. But causing a fish discomfiture and causing it to become extinct are two very different things. And when talking about the Pacific salmon, This is a species that goes back to the Ice Age. One that is born on a river, migrates up to 2,000 miles in the sea, then returns to the very place of birth to spawn, against enormous, miraculous odds, bringing nutrients on its journey to sustain the bald eagles, the grizzly bears, the wolves, even the rainforests themselves. An entire coastal ecosystem depends on them. If Charlotte the Spider were still alive today, she'd be writing in her web, "Some fish."
Yes, well, forgive me, but I find it insulting to be lectured by an American on the environment.
Watch it, Judge. We're a superpower. Don't make us add you to the axis.
Being from the United States, I have an expertise on the issue.
Do you?
Yes. Remember, we're the country that's practically wiped the grizzly bear off our maps. We got rid of bull trout. To see a Florida panther, you have to go to a hockey game. We seek to count hatchery salmon as wild, so the numbers go up and we can take the actual wild salmon off the endangered species list. Almost 100 different bird and animal species have gone extinct in the last 30 years. While our national policy remains, it's not a priority. I know all about economic interests trumping the environment. And truthfully, if we were talking about the Virgin Island screech owl or the Fresno kangaroo, I might not care, but this is the Pacific salmon. The sea lice are killing them. Once they're gone, Judge, my God, they're gone.